Okay, everybody say shalom. Okay, we've completed our first section of the year today. So it was good to give the mechinas, it was good to do chazar. I think the most part everyone knew it pretty good. And now we'll have the second section of the year. Okay, so today we're going to start with a new topic in Yoni Sukkah, and that is Sukkah B'Shus HaRab. In other words, what is the din if somebody builds a sukkah in a public domain? And this is a very common shaila. This comes up all the time. Because all these people are building sukkahs on the sidewalks, on, you know, car, that's not their property. It's not their property. Yeah, in Brooklyn you see it a lot. And in here, Washington Heights, in the YU sukkah, so they have two sukkahs. So this year they had the two sukkahs. So one sukkah was out on the sidewalk. That was the wooden sukkah. And then the one inside, that was the canvas. Each sukkah had its issues. The wooden sukkah had its issues that it was in the Rishus HaRabim. The canvas sukkah had its issue because it's canvas. You know, so Shiloh, we have to speak about canvas also. So the Shiloh was, which would have been the better sukkah to sit in? The wooden sukkah. It used to be, till now, we had the wooden sukkah that was in the Rishus HaYachid. So it had both milas. But for some reason they decided that sukkah was no good anymore, so they got rid of that sukkah, the wooden sukkah, and then they built the canvas sukkah in the Rishus HaYachid, and the wooden sukkah they put in the Rishus HaRabim. So each one had its issues, because the question is whether the sukkah of Rishus HaRabim is good or not, and the question whether canvas sukkahs are good or not. So each one has to have its own discussion. So I'd like to start today this union of Sukkah B'Shus HaRabim and see what to do. Okay. So the Gemara Sukkah Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph says, page 1 of the new packet, Tana Rabbanan, Sukkah Gzula, Vamasachech B'Shus HaRabim. So if you have a Sukkah Gzula, right? So we have to see what is a Sukkah. What's the difference between a Sukkah Gzula and Sukkah Gzula means you stole a Sukkah. We'll have to see what that means. How do you steal a Sukkah? So you steal a sukkah, that's one thing. Or you make your sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim. He said that people do that here all the time. You know, you have the sukkahs on the sidewalks here. That's a big shayla of a sukkah of Rishus HaRabim.
Is it a sukkah gzula because it's the Rishus HaRabim, or is it a sukkah gzula and a Rishus HaRabim?
No, so these are two different things. We'll see what is a sukkah gzula. How do you get a sukkah gzula? But those are two different things. One is Sukkah Gzula, and one is a Masach B'Shus HaRabim. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says posel, v'chachomim machshir. So we have to see what this means. So the verse says like this: Amar Rav Nachman machlokus v'shetokev es chaveru motziu misukosu. So he says, the machlokas is, say you go into somebody's, your neighbor's sukkah, and you basically throw him out of his own sukkah, and then you sit in his sukkah. Yeah, in other words, he has his sukkah. Wherever he has it, say in his backyard. and you ask him to leave. You, or physically, you push him out, and then you go in there. We didn't say that. What we saw over here is Tokif Chavero. So he says that's a machloikis. The lezim of Tamei Domer in Adam Yitzayidei Chavosim Sukkos Shal Chavero. He says Rav Lez's opinion is that a sukkah she'ula is no good. That you have to own your own sukkah. So if you're putting somebody else in another sukkah, so you don't own the sukkah. Number one. And Karka Nigzela Sukkah Gzulahi. So if you hold Karka as Nigzelas, because the question is there a Din Gzela on Karka? So on one hand, the Karka stays where it is. Like the Palatine lane, you can move from one place to the other. Karka is stationary. So if you hold, there's a concept of Karka Nigzelas, so then it's a Sukkah Gzulah. Because you stole his karka. How do you steal his karka? By saying, hey, I'm going to be using this karka now. You leave. I'm using it now. And if it's karka ain't an exelus, you know, karka ain't exelus, super sha'ulahi. So then it's a sukkah sha'ula, which is also no good. In other words, even if you say there's no digzela by karka, so then. But you're still a shoyl, but you're using somebody else's property, so sukkah shula, it's also no good. Rabbanu l'tamayu d'amar adam yotze yidei chavosu m'sukosu shul chavero v'kake eidin exelos. And Rabbanu, who say that it's okay, say that Adam Yotze, that you sukkah shula is good, and karka is ain't an exelus. Sukkah shula he. So karka is ain't an exelus. So the mere, when you tell somebody to leave his sukkah, you go in there. So there's no gzela, didn't gzela in the sukkah because you weren't able to be motzi it from the shus because it's stationary, but it's still not yours, so it's like a sukkah shula. But sukkah shula is also good. So that's how the Gemara explains this machlokes. The Rabbanan hold karka ain't an exelus, and a sukkah shula is good, and therefore it's okay. Rav Leza says karka is. Yeah, according to Rav Leza, you go either way. Let's see Rashi. Second line. Machloek is how the pasuk of Rav Leza goes. Tokav chaver b'chazaka. He beat up the guy. So see if Yisukos abnuim b'kakav shel nigzol. And he had asked him to leave the sukkah, and he's using his sukkah. V'chol ha'mekubur l'charka harei u'kakarka. V'lezu tamei nama sukkah shu'ula ein yotzi bom perek ha'yashin hilkach v'marach chachzu p'sula. So either way, v'karka n'gzal s'kolom v'yesh v'karka toros g'zal z'il sham v'tadla v'lezu m'chaz v'gazlan sukkah g'zuli. Residuals passed the Khamish al-Kham Lok Zulu or Shula. He ate an exelus. In other words, we're not sure what Rav Leza holds by Karka. So if it's an exelus, then Ravad is no good. If it's ate an exelus, so then it's no Gora than Shula, and Shula is also no good according to Rav Leza. He ate an exelus, Khal Yamin Mishus Ba'alah,
So he holds karka is nigzelus, but even if he wouldn't hold karka as nigzelus, he would still be puzzled because it's she'ula. Now we're going to have to so that's the machlokus. Is karka nigzelus or ain't nigzelus? And those are the two factors: karka nigzelus and karka ain't nigzelus, and then the factor whether she'ula or not. But says the Gemara, "Avol gozel eitzim sichel hem divi akol elo dve eitzim." Rashi, "Avol gozel eitzim sichel hem inzul lo guzula vol shula kanal b'shin ma'isa shin Hashem shum takanas hashavim." It would say, "I go to my neighbor and he has some pieces of wood, and I steal the wood and I build a sukkah with his wood." So then the Gemara says it's good. Why? Because he's stealing what? He's stealing something. He's not stealing the karka. He's stealing the materials, right? So Rashi says, "I'm a gozel eitzim ezel lo gzula v'lo sheula tikanonu b'shine maisa b'shine Hashem." One second. Because it is Gezela. Don't think he's not going to have to klap al chait for doing this. Right. But the question is he the owner of the sukkah now? Because the Aveira he did. He's no tzaddik for doing this. But the question is, who owns the materials now? So we have a concept that if you steal something and you do a shinui, so then you kona, but you still have to pay for it. Then you can't just say, "I'll go to somebody's backyard, I'll steal his things, I'll make a shino, and now it's mine." Yeah, it is yours, but you have to pay for it. Well, God says, "I see you have angel of zoo." There's a concept that what's takanas hashavim? Takanas hashavim means if you steal something from somebody and you put it into a building, part of a building, so then you don't have to return it. Because we're afraid if we make the person return it, he's going to have to undo his whole building, and he's not going to want to. And then he'll never do tshuva. So this way we make the tshuva process easier and say, if you put it in the building, it's going to be too much of a tircha, leave it there. And you'll just pay for it. And this way, he'll do tshuva by returning the money. But if we tell him all or nothing, that you have to give back the piece of wood, he's going to say it's too much, it's already in the building, what am I going to do? And then he'll just say it, so I won't do tshuva. So we want people to do tshuva. So this way we say that you can keep it. We make it easier on the gazlan to do tshuva. Follow me, Shub Takanas HaShavim, Eidu Tzorch Listo Binyonu, Al Yachzo Domi, Amir Perke Yashin, Demodi Rabbanu, Begzulu, Lav, Begozo, Sukkah mukubes al karka, vlob goes on eitzim b'msach, hem el goes on sukkah suy b'rosh angolo b'rosh asfina, tiyatz min egzel sheinu mukubes al karka. Hino av lach zeh domim el kemo shi b'ruya, den kam mishum takonis shovim, shum otoch ala levnosu v'olos yola yitzi yisuch gzuhi. So he says, "Amal Godol Eitzim Sichem Vehem Divrei Kol Ein Loel Dmei Eitzim." Remind me the Chazal Yidum is Rishus Rav. Rishus Rav Karka Lav Didehu Sukkanam Milav Karka Didehu. So, let's see the Rambam for 1 second, and I'll take your questions. Page 4. It says the Rambam, Sukkah She'ula K'shera. The Rambam says, a Sukkah She'ula is kosher. Right? You're about to borrow somebody's Sukkah. Chayna G'zula. So what is Ketzer? If Tokaf Al-Khaveh Rotim Yisukosu V'Gozla, Yashaba, Yatsa, She'ina Karka N'Gzalas. If you throw this fellow out of his sukkah and you move into his sukkah, you yotze, because kaka in an exalus. If gozel eitzim v'asam hem sukkah, yotze. And if he makes a sukkah, he steals the next door neighbor's trees, cut up wood, and he makes a sukkah, he's yotze. She'takon shachomim she'ego bala eitzim v'amutame eitzim v'vat. The filu goes on the sarim, he nicha v'lo chibram v'lo shonah v'hem kulam yotza. V'olza sekosim v'shus harabim harezuk sheira. V'os karka einan exelus. And if you steal the eitzim, so that's not karka, but then you did a shinoi. You did a shinoi leisim, because before it was eitzim, it was pieces of wood, and now it's a sukkah. So you made a shinoi. She's a shame, she's a mitzvah, etc. So there, so it's yours now. So you're yotze. Yotze with that. Yeah. I guess it's still a pain in the neck to have to undo it. You say, what about our sukkahs today are not in the ground, they're lying on the ground. So they're not really mechubar al karka. But they're laying on the karka. So they're laying on the karka. So. I mean, no, because you'll say if I have my keys on the karka, you know, because that's easily, you can easily pick it up. But here, it's there, you can't, you're not going to pick it up. Okay. So let's look in the Ritva now, on page 2. Tana Rabbanan. Sukkah Zulu. Signal the plea which attack of Tavay Rotio Mr. Kosso. The Lezza Sover Kaka in Exelus, Sukkah Shuli, in Adam Yotze, Sukkah Shulo, the Burns of the Adam Yotze, Sukkah Shulo, Big Shuba Tosin, because McCollum came to talk about Kavero, he can mitzvah Baba Vera. So Tosin said, the Ritz quotes from Tosin Akasha, understand, even if Kaka is in Exelus, but you still did Navera. See, Kaka in Exelus means, you know, Shepard explained, in other words, when you go to Kaka, is there a dig zela that it's you took it into your shus? So do we say no, it's not in your shus, but you didn't either way. You did not avera. So how can you shita possibly say that? In other words, if I go to somebody's house and I tell them, okay, move out, I'm moving into your house, right? So you can't do that. That's an avera. So if you do the same thing with a sukkah, it should be an aveira. So it should be a mitzvah above aveira. So So even if your whole carcass is in an exelus, you still did an aveira. Carcass in an exelus doesn't mean, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that it's mutter to do. It's just that you don't have a kinyan gezela. It just means that it's not now considered. You see, when you steal something, so now you bring it into your rishus. So it's, but if you steal karka, so it stays in the same rishus that it was originally. But either way, it's still an aveira. So why don't you say it's a mitzvah baba aveira? Yeah. You're not guilty. You're not guilty. Right. So the tirits, tirits. The Lord made a mitzvah baba aveira el v'dorah shuvah l'ratzos. From carbon shop and lulav kayotim. So he wants to say maybe mitzvah baba aveira is only something that's sort of coming to appease the Ribbono Shel Olam, like a tefillah, so like a type of thing, like a korban is a you know, a direct supplication to Hashem. Shofar is like tefillah, lulav. Well, sukkah ain't baritzi, like a mitzvah above my veira. But he doesn't like that answer. Lo nira. And Mishal Parshul Matzah Shel Kemel. Mishal Shami says and Matzah Shel Kemel. It's a mitzvah above my veira. Matzah Zula, mitzvah above my veira. Well, enough of them came into the Kani Lake Cloud, the Shusi, the Mari Isa, Ena Mitzvah, Motsiosa, the Shus Habailim, Mochashiva, Mitzvah, Baba Vera. He says that it's only called a Mitzvah, Baba Vera, say, if you steal matzah, right? So if you steal matzah from somebody, so now it's no longer in his domain. You brought it to your domain. Then you eat it. So the mitzvah brought the matzah out of the domain, out of the original owner's domain. But here, it's still in the Rishus Bayim. But even though I came into your backyard, I threw you out of your sukkah, I threw you out of your house, it's still in your Rishus. So the mitzvah didn't take it out of the Rishus. So lo chashiva mitzvah baba veir. Ve'kiv haisa soda da'al v'zul v'shus or apavi. So, mitzvah of aveira doesn't mean that whatever that you do in aveira in the context of a mitzvah is possible. Mitzvah of aveira means that as a result of doing the mitzvah, you will motzi the item from the domain of the original owner. So Mamela, if I go into your house to do the mitzvah and I throw you out of your sukkah, so it's still in your old kaka and zealous, it's still in the original owner's rishus. So the mitzvah didn't take it out of the domain. The domain. So it's an aveira, you have the chaf al chayt, but it doesn't hassle the mitzvah. There's certain things you can do that are aveiras, but they're not gonna. The aveira is the aveira, and you know you did a mitzvah. But if you hold karka and exelis, so that means when you steal somebody's karka, how do you steal karka? You can't move karka. Wallet, you can pickpocket somebody and move, go away with the money. But here, how do you do it? So the fact that you're taking over, you're evicting him, taking over, that's an aveira, right? But it's not his domain. Because you can't change his domain. That's not his domain. So the Mela, since it stays in his domain, that's what it's called, that a karka is aided in exelus. And the Mela, it's not a mitzvah of aveira. Because mitzvah of aveira doesn't mean that aveira occurred. It means you need something more than that. You need... Yeah, I mean, Rav Shechter says over the din of the Cheftza Shel Aveira. I don't know if you have to say it that way, but the Ritzvah says that the Aveira takes the mitzvah takes the Chefetz out. So if I need a lulav, so I steal your lulav, right? So I took it out of your possession. Because it's metaltalim. Metaltalim is movable, so I can take it out of your rishus. and because of the mitzvah, I took it out of your rishus. So that is a din of mitzvah bama vera. Where he says, "Ki you haisa sada da almas gzul rishuso shafal pisha aver biyado, ain't a sukkah themselves b'kach." Yeah.
Does anyone say like a half a share of Gezel or something like that? Like, it seems like Gezel was not full Gezel, so like.
You want to say maybe it's Gezel but not full Gezel?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, otherwise, what are you calling Gezel but it's not the Gezel that would be a Beira?
Yeah, I like what you said. You want to say it's a half a share of Gezel in Kabbos. In Echus, rather. Echus. What? Right. And the Harari says it's it. In other words, when you steal something, so you did it as a gzeila, I steal a watch. And now I also have kinyan gzeila. What does that mean? Like Rav Shechter pointed out, if something happens to the watch, I'm responsible. Because the Torah gave me responsibilities that now I stole the watch. So I have to make sure that it doesn't get ruined. And if it does, even if an onus happens, Rav Shechter pointed out, it's my responsibility. And that comes about by kinyaning zeil, you pick up the watch. Now, shenkin karka, you can't pick it up, so you can't do kinyaning with the karka, because it's a davra dozel. So really, it's not a full-fledged, you're not going to have the same notion as when you steal the tafelin. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. In other words, in terms of responsibility to return it, you have to return it.
No, I mean, of course that.
Just like you have, you turn a watch, you have to return somebody's house. But. You're careful,
yeah.
Yeah, look at the Gemara in Maruba. Look there. Yeah. Right, that's true also. Yeah. Right. Because ritzui means supplication. So when we bring a korban, that's supplication. We blow shofar, that's supplication. We shake lulav, it's also supplication. What? Yeah. So that's how he explains it. That's how the Rav Shechter says over, I think, from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Brachmig has it to say for that what that you know, you need something to change in the chafetz. So how does it change in the chafetz? Well, when you get kinyan gzeila, so then it changes in the chafetz. Okay, Rabbi, we'll continue Bez Hashem next week. Start, you know, look up the Yerushalmi on page 6 and go forward from there. And next week we have a shorter week with Thanksgiving, so we'll have Chumash on Wednesday next week. Chumash on Wednesday. We'll regular Shia, but the Chumash part will be. Okay, we'll start Chumash in a couple of minutes.